Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Your Father is waiting for you. That can be good or not so good. I'm going to tell you, when I was a young teen and I heard those words from my short, petite, usually sweet mom, that usually meant that what needed realignment in my attitude or behavior was a job for my Father. Your Father is waiting for you. Good words to hear, however, whenever you've been away for a long time or you need strong, no holds barred love from Dad. When you can know and count on a father's love and acceptance. Words that let you know, no matter what, it's got to be all right. Your Father is waiting for you. Jesus wants you to know that today. He wants you to know that about your Heavenly Father so that you keep on keeping on. You keep on heading for home so that you return to the Lord your God knowing that He is merciful and He is gracious. He is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Jesus wants you to know that there is always, always room in the Father's house and in the Father's heart for you. He aches to have you back. He doesn't want you lost to His love and to His life. Simply because you're too pig-headed or stubborn or into too much law and order, record-keeping, that you can't see His abounding grace. Your Father's waiting for you. Now, that thought no doubt went through the mind of the youngest of two sons who had dealt the embarrassing, heartless, downright mean blow to his dad in demanding his share of the family inheritance. And he has the audacity to demand it while his father is still living. A thing unheard of in Jesus' day. A shameful thing. A cruel, heartless thing to do, to stand in front of your dad and to all but wish him dead and out of the way so you could get your hands on the stocks, the bonds, the real estate, and yes, the cash. With his wallet bulging in his back pocket, that son takes off on a trip. Can't wait to get a life of his own. As far as he can get away, he goes to a far country. He can't get enough of booze, babes, drugs, and dropping 20 grand at the casino. He is going to make a life for himself, and he sure does that. When the life his father gave him is wasted, when the money's all gone, the kid's got a life for himself, and it's a deadbeat pig pen kind of life. No one would even give him anything to eat. Hey, where are all my party buddies? Now who cares about this kid, that partier who always bought the drinks? Wasted. Gone. Probably more than a few sleepless nights wishing he had done things differently. So much wasted. Do you ever feel that way? Maybe even now as you look back on the days or weeks or years, some wasted moments, days, years, opportunities, relationships, love. It's gone. No more. It's gone. The kid makes plans to go back home. He figures that being a son isn't going to cut it. So, make me as one of your hired men. Ah, yeah. mess. The kid's still trying to wheel and deal, thinking that he's got a little something to offer Dad. Hired hand. That's a ticket in. But it doesn't work that way. In fact, it never works that way with God, the Heavenly Father. His house and heart are open for people who are dead broke, totally lost and dead sinners. People who have come to the stark, the terrifying realization that they can't help themselves. No way. Not even a little. The Father sends His Son to seek and to rescue the lost. He wants His sons and His daughters back. He doesn't need hired hands. He wants His children home with Him. Your Father's waiting for you. The boy must have wondered about this in those long sleepless nights. What kind of reception will he get? Well, okay. Face the music. Get it over with. Hope to squeak by with some fudged numbers and the offer to go to work. What about the father? He sees his boy coming from a long, long way away. His guts churn. Tears roll down his cheeks. My boy! He runs out to meet him. The neighbors think he's nuts. He ought to lock the doors, call the authority, and have this kid arrested. But oh no, not this father. He wraps his arms around his son, kisses him, hugs him, sobbing, and that's forgiveness. Least expected. Certainly not deserved by the boy. The father's welcome is way over the top. It is. Forgiveness. It is from that forgiveness that this once lost dead boy makes his confession. And did you hear it? It's a confession that has changed drastically. Because, you see, that's what forgiveness does to a person. Father, he says, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Period. That's it. No more of this hired hand nonsense. He is forgiven. The Father took care of his sin, all of it. He let it go. No matter how awful, how big, how embarrassed, how wasted, how tragic, the Father took care of it. His Son was dead, but now is alive. You see, you are alive when you are back in the Father's arms. You are alive when the tears of His abounding, steadfast love are washing over you as He holds you. The Father wants His children back home with Him. He'll go to any extremes to have that, even if that should mean giving up His own holy, innocent Son for all the rebel runaways. That's the kind of Father we find when we return to Him. The Father is waiting for you. He's waiting with forgiveness. And where there is forgiveness of sins, you know what else? There is also life and salvation. Life and salvation that is celebrated. That's just what the Father's welcome home did. It celebrated. God's forgiveness doesn't mean that, well, I got a little chance now to get some things straightened out and work things off a little bit. No, no. God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ means celebration. Best robe, ring, shoes, kill the fatted calf. Let us eat and be glad. My son's alive. He's been found. He's back home. My dear brother and sister, in the Father's house. You are not forgiven because you make yourself forgivable. You are not forgiven because you are so sorry or because you say the right words. The Father forgives you for Jesus' sake. That's it, period. Jesus would have you know and believe it. He would have you trust it and enjoy it. Jesus wants you to know just what kind of Father you have and that He is waiting for you just as you are. No cosmetic touch-ups to make yourself look a little more presentable, a little less shameful, sinful. No. Jesus reveals to us a Father's heart and love that's way above and beyond our wildest dreams. So much so that Jesus must show us this heart and this love of God from His bloody cross. John writes these words in his first letter. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And again he says, God shows His love for us in this way. He sent His only begotten Son into the world. Your Father is waiting for you. The oldest son, though, can't buy this. He's hacked off. You see, he's been keeping score. In fact, he has dozens and dozens of three-ring behavior binders on himself and everybody else to boot. Frankly, he is embarrassed and he is angered by his dad's over-the-top reaction to his younger brother's wasted life. So he refuses to go and enjoy the Father's free-flowing forgiveness party. Even after the Father tries to get him to focus on being his son and living in his house of forgiveness and celebration. Well, this older boy can't stop comparing, can't stop complaining, can't stop keeping tabs on just how good he has been when compared with, well, you know who. What a miserable life. In fact, it's no life at all. Will you go inside and enjoy the celebration the Father has planned? You see, life in the Father's house is not about scorekeeping. If it were, we would all be damned with absolutely no hope. Christ Jesus died to settle the score once and for all. His blood shed cleanses us from all sin. There is salvation in no one other than Him. He is how the Father shows His love for lost and dead sinners. Your Father is waiting for you. He is waiting for you today again with the celebration of His grace and over-the-top love in the supper of His Son. He will feed you full of the forgiveness that He has for you in the very body and blood of Jesus. You are alive and you are at home in Jesus. You were lost and now are found. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. And He is waiting. So let us be the children who again this day come home and come into the presence of the Lord at His table. And let us lay down before the Lord our God our shame, our guilt, and our sins in confession, in truth. and let us hear what the welcome home sounds like. Would you turn now to page 184 in the front of your hymnal?